With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The University of Maryland released a study on Monday that concludes that allowing hydraulic fracturing for natural gas in the state would result in a high likelihood that public health would suffer. Air pollution around gas drilling areas in western Maryland would get worse, potentially leading to coughs, severe headaches, burning eyes, and other health problems, according to researchers with the university's School of Public Health. The noise from fracking operations, like this one recorded in Pennsylvania, would also bring moderately high risk of negative health impacts, including sleep disturbances, stress, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. The University of Maryland report also found that wastewater from fracking could pollute local streams and groundwater, but earthquakes, such as experienced near drilling sites in Oklahoma and elsewhere, would be unlikely because of the geology in Maryland. Dr. Donald Milton is director of the university's Maryland Institute of Applied Environmental Health that conducted the study.
There is significant concern for air quality. That is one of the areas we thought was a high likelihood of something untoward happening. Diesel exhaust actually is one of the concerns because many of the engines used to power the drilling, the many truck trips that are engendered by fracking, are all usually diesel trucks and diesel engines. So that diesel actually becomes a major concern.
The 173-page report is designed to help advise Governor Martin O'Malley as he decides whether he should lift the state's de facto moratorium on hydraulic fracturing. The report outlines 52 steps Maryland could take to prevent or minimize the public health problems, including setbacks to require that drilling be kept a safe distance away from local residents. Governor O'Malley's secretaries of Environment, Health, and Natural Resources issued a written statement saying they will seriously consider the study's findings. But they noted that the risks outlined in the report are largely based on information from states where the pace of gas development was rapid and intense, and without stringent regulations and government oversight. The O'Malley administration said Maryland's regulations are likely to be more strict if it allows hydraulic fracturing. Injecting water laced with chemicals and sand into shale rock formations has revolutionized U.S. energy supplies and created thousands of jobs. But fracking has also industrialized rural landscapes across Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and elsewhere. Travis Windle is a drilling industry spokesman who works for the Pennsylvania-based Marcellus Shale Coalition. He said that fracking actually improves public health because it produces natural gas, and burning natural gas releases less soot, carbon dioxide, and other air pollutants than burning coal, Windle said.
In Pennsylvania, where we're leading the nation now in natural gas production increases, we've seen an enhancement, not a degradation of any sort, as it relates to air quality.
Rebecca Ruggles is director of the Maryland Environmental Health Network.
Our view is that Marylanders should not become the next guinea pigs for testing the gas industry's impact on people. We should learn from what's happening in other states first. This report is a good start, but the work is not complete.
A commission appointed by Governor O'Malley to study hydraulic fracturing should make its final recommendations soon. And then O'Malley or the next governor will decide whether to open the state to the drilling industry. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.